A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wait, is that? Is it? Lauren.
No pictures. No pictures, please.
Is that the boy? El Manzano?
No pictures. No pictures, please. No pictures.
She's back.
Yay! Hi.
That's right, Lauren El Manzano is back. Back in effect. The Neuro Nerds, back in action. Ah! Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God. I'm not even kidding. Lauren can verify this. I legitimately almost cried right now because with me in studio, 3 feet away from me is Lauren El Manzano. Hi, Lauren.
It's like 5 feet.
Is it?
Like 5 feet.
Yeah, it's like Lauren's height. Exactly.
Okay. I can't necessarily argue that.
Hi, Lauren.
And to be real, this is probably almost the 8th time he's cried today. So
yeah,
it's fine.
Oh my God. Look, it's a problem. I like to think that I'm very in touch with my feminine side. I was raised by all women, and I think it's a very masculine thing to cry, but then I beat myself. I'm like, Joe, quit being a bitch.
Wow.
Right?
That's a lot of internalized issues.
It is. There's so many, and I've cried so much because I've just missed Lauren. Even right now, I'm going to fucking cry. I'm tired of it. I don't want to do it.
Guys,
I'm so happy that you're here.
Pre-pandemic was the last time I saw him. I think it was like February 2020. Maybe January 2020, guys.
That's a very long time ago.
Yeah.
And I don't Fuck.
It's okay. They love it when you cry.
I don't function well without you. Like, I don't. I haven't. You've been such a huge part of my recovery. And we're the Neuro Nerds. Like we've helped each other in our recovery through loneliness and isolation, through this new world of brain injury. And I would have been completely lost without you. And we do this not just for us too. We help literally people around the world. And we're doing that in like unison. And without that, it's just like, I feel like I'm just mobbing around aimlessly throughout the world. So I'm just so happy to see you. And yes, everybody, she looks as magnificent as she always does.
Oh my gosh, stop. I've missed this in person, guys.
So Lauren.
We're in the valley today. So I am like putting into my valley like Kardashian.
Actually, that's pretty good. That's pretty
right?
good.
Right? That vocal fry.
So how have you been?
Let's put it that way. It's been a lot, guys. I'm sure we're all getting through that pandemic life, and 2021's been rough, but on the upward trajectory, guys, with the progress, there might be some stuff to talk about later that contributes to the Neuro Nerds, but currently not talking about it.
Yes.
I don't know if it's good to be able to be like, hey, I can help generate more content later.
spoiler alert, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's going to be amazing when that time comes. And in the meantime, mm-hmm. I'm just very thankful. Yes, it has been crazy. It's been chaotic. But you're here.
Yes.
Not just like here, but like you're here, period. We're all here. And as crazy and as wild and as insane as things get, we're here to experience how crazy and wild and insane these things are. That in and of itself is beautiful, and I'm very, very happy. And I couldn't be happier right now because I have Lauren here right next to me.
Aww.
And as of this very second, not once have I feared for my life.
I think because I've gotten smaller, guys, so he thinks I'm even less threatening now.
She's not. She's equally as threatening. But yeah, you're tiny. Can you eat a sandwich or something, Lauren?
I eat. Eating's a process. That's something we will talk about. That's something that I probably can talk about.
Okay.
And we can talk about it on a future episode. But let's, we'll put a pin in appetite loss and how anxiety and recovery like plays a portion in that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but that's in a future episode.
Boom.
What are we talking about today, Joe? What just came out and what awesome connected thing are we hearkening back to our childhoods, teenhoods, and maybe sexual awakening for a lot of us in the magic that is Keanu Reeves?
So apparently there's a trailer that just dropped this morning, or there is no trailer. No, there is. There absolutely is. The Matrix. Wait, what's it called? not Rebirth. Resurrections.
Is it Resurrection?
Yeah. The Matrix Resurrections trailer came out. And I got to tell you, I'm on board. I'm much more on board than the hot trash that was 2 and 3, which I do have to rewatch again because maybe after the years, maybe it's not as bad as I once thought.
I will say from, I think it was Matrix the second one, right? The parts I liked the most was one, Monica Bellucci.
She was
hot.
Incredible. Persephone.
Yeah. Yes. And she's fucking hot, guys. And then the other one was the two twins with the dreads
with
and the fight
white,
scenes.
Like the blonde white dreads or
whatever.
Yeah,
with
those
the fight
cool.
scenes. Those were pretty bomb. The car chase scene and the fight scenes. These are not spoilers, guys. If you have not seen the Matrix trilogy.
Where have you been for
been
20
decades.
Years?
Decades.
It's been literal decades. So you know what it was? I was just talking to Felice about this. Where 2 and 3, they, of course, they, no possible way will they ever get their just due. They were, at best, in my opinion, they were okay movies. The problem was why I think I need to re-see it, and I think we should all rewatch those movies, is you're comparing it to an all-time great movie.
Absolutely.
In The Matrix. The Matrix itself, when it first came out, it kind of changed cinema. You know all that slow-mo stuff you see with all those? Yeah, mm-hmm. That was The Matrix. It started there. So it was, in my opinion, you know, one humble man's opinion, it's one of the most perfect movies of all time.
It's up there. It's considered one of, like, you know, when they have the list of like the 100 movies you have to watch in your life or something. It's somewhere up there. I don't know the ranking. We'll put in a fact check.
Fact check. We couldn't find a top 100 list, but instead found a top 1000 list from IMDb of greatest movies of all time. And The Matrix is number 18. So that means The Matrix is exponentially even higher ranking than we thought.
So you're comparing perfection. So whatever you make after perfection is not going to be, is it going to be like perfection times two? No, it was going to be, it's like comparing yourself to Michael Jordan. It's always, it's going to be a failed comparison. Kobe, LeBron, you guys aren't Michael. Sorry. Matrix 2, Matrix 3, in no way, shape, or form could you ever be Matrix 1. But now, decades later, seeing this trailer, I'm excited again. Like, I'm excited for what it can be, the potential of, like, this movie. And it gave me the same kind of, like, feels of the first Matrix, where I'm like, oh, I don't really know what's going on, but I'm really excited for it.
So before we talk about it, guys, make sure you go watch it. It's, like, 3 minutes of your life, which you need, okay? And then you can come right back to this episode. Or if you're not, if you don't care about spoilers of a trailer.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
Because literally, we're going to be talking about the amazingness of the trailer.
The trailer, it was pretty amazing. And so we're going to jump right in on spoilers because I can't help but talk about this. Lawrence Fishburne is not in The Matrix.
That was an issue I had too. So the thing is, that's really cool. It's like, again, it's very much on trend with like the nostalgia bait of all of the current movies that are happening in Hollywood. Because again, the thought is that there is no new things coming out of Hollywood right. for the majority. Everything's a remake. But we got all these like callbacks, like who do we have in the movie? Of course, I was like, there better be Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is
not,
there.
Not just Keanu Reeves. Sexy bearded Keanu
yes,
Reeves.
Yes, we are getting John Wick style Keanu Reeves. No longer is it babyface Keanu. It is the Keanu that we know, the immortal, the vampire, the amazingness that just gets better with age.
Very attractive man.
Very. He has like grown into his looks.
He
like,
has. He has. I
and he's
feel...
a genuinely nice person.
Everything that I've seen, there's actually YouTube videos of showing how amazing a human being Keanu is, mm-hmm. where the one in the train, you've seen the one in the train?
Mm-hmm.
It's a busy train, and there's like this woman, she might have been a nurse, and she's like standing there, and nobody has given up their seat, and he's like really fighting to make eye contact with her, and then right when he makes eye contact with her, he gives up his seat on a busy train to this strange woman.
I mean, guys, how sad are our standards if common courtesy is like so hot and so right. amazing? But I mean,
wait, on top of the fact, have you seen the compilations of his floating hand? So Keanu, he's such a good dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he takes pictures,
it's like Tom
women,
Hiddleston, same thing.
He never touches the women. So if you ever, like, you know, like you take a picture with somebody, you put your arm around them, you put your arm around their waist, and like it's like this cute picture. Every picture with a female, his hand is literally floating over their shoulder or over their hip. He never really makes contact with them because he's a very loving, caring, respectful person.
And again, just like Loki, like Tom Hiddleston, he is known as well for like not grabbing women's waists or their hips. Yeah.
You know, not being an assaulter.
Yeah.
Like, again, how low are our standards?
Standards, guys. Standards. Do so, we have them?
So no Larry Fishburne. I say Larry.
I know. I'm really upset about that, too, because, like, Morpheus. And also, I kind of feel like we got that crossover of, like, The Matrix in John Wick. And I have a weird theory. I'm going to flesh it out as I see this movie. Ooh. That somehow maybe John Wick and Matrix are, like, combined.
It's all connected.
Because everything has to be a cinematic universe.
And, hey, and at some point, Keanu Reeves is going to be in the MCU.
And Keanu Reeves is the cinematic universe. Let's be real.
We're living in his
it's
world.
It's the Keanu-verse.
He is the Matrix.
Right? So I guess I'm not too pissed off that Lawrence Fishburne isn't Morpheus in this one, because we see him in John Wick, and John Wick 4 will be coming out at some point, and I believe he's still alive in that one too, as the Bowery King,
playing with birds.
Yeah, I love it that he's like crazy old man. I totally dig it, because like what happens when you're no longer Morpheus and you're out in the real world? You're gonna be a crazy old man. Like, that's what's gonna happen. And pigeons are your friends because you're unplugged, because that's why Bowery King is Morpheus in The Matrix, because he was reborn, or he was put back in, rebooted, but he still has a fear of technology and electronics. There you go, guys.
There's the tie-in. Hot take. Fan fiction. We just made that right now.
Fuck,
are we
going
to make a Pigeous, like with pigeons and Morpheus together? I'm shipping pigeons and Morpheus. Pigeous. Is that good? I think it's pretty good.
That's a crime.
How about Morgan?
That's a crime, dude.
It is.
50 states.
It is. Not in The Matrix, though. In The Matrix, everything goes. You know, in the original Matrix, there was supposed to be werewolves and vampires.
That's cool.
It was. So I was telling Felice about this earlier. Jada Pickett's character, Niobe?
Yeah.
So do you remember that scene when like she like showed up and they're like, hey, we need you to take... You and Ghost, that dude who didn't have enough screen time, we need you guys to go blow up the power. So then the power goes out and they ran that mission. They never showed how that mission went. They just showed an explosion and then the power went out.
Yeah.
The video game Enter the Matrix, which I played, which was hot trash, but it was amazing because it was The Matrix. They literally showed that entire scene from the movie. Like everything that happened in that scene is in the video game. So it's kind of canon, which is really, really cool. Wait, was Jada Pickett in this trailer?
No, she was not.
Was she not?
No, she was not.
Okay. I'm trying to place like all the people now.
No, so that's the other thing. We get Carrie Ann Aldrich again. You get Trinity. She's there, which is amazing. That was a great callback. Well, and she's a character. She's not just having a cameo. But those were only the two characters that you really saw that were from the original trilogy,
right.
Which makes sense. Those are the two we need. You have
we need Morpheus, but we have a young Morpheus, it looks like.
Yeah, kind of a bootleg version. And there's some theories to that, that maybe that is like the bootleg copy
right,
of
like
Morpheus.
Right, like an old program of Morpheus.
Yeah, reinserted.
And it's played by the dude who played Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen series on HBO, which is fantastic that you should definitely check out. And he's the new Candyman?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if you're into horror movies like that. I'm super into horror movies.
And also, like, I'm not going to be like those stupid TikTok kids that are calling for him and Bloody Mary. Now, I'm cool. I don't tempt fate.
Right. See, you don't call Bloody Mary or Candyman. You call them both while playing with a Ouija board. In the dark, in a bathroom. Right? Am I the only one that would do that?
Guys, if I ever found out that Joe played with a Ouija board in this home that we're currently in, I would be leaving immediately.
No.
I don't mess with that stuff. Nope.
No, I don't mess with that stuff.
I don't mess with that. No, thank you.
Growing up Catholic?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
La Llorona is going to come for you, too.
Yeah, La Llorona is actually my friend.
I was going to say, yeah, you know her personally. but yeah, so the trailer is, I don't think it was Neil Patrick Harris, but was that Neil Patrick Harris? Okay. So
it was 100% Neil Patrick Harris.
So because I kind of was paying attention, not paying attention at that part, because I was mostly like, oh my God, Keanu, hi. But Neil Patrick Harris is in this, which is pretty cool.
I love him.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He really is.
And it's interesting seeing him in like a serious role, because I always think of him as like a comedy actor.
Yeah. Harold and Kumar, where he actually played himself, mm-hmm. and then he just did
How I Met Your Mother.
Series of Unfortunate Events, which mm-hmm. he was amazing in that. Now, he's in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Love him.
Which is pretty bomb. So some of the theories in this that, because when The Matrix ended, guys, the third movie.
Everybody's dead.
Well, yeah, because they basically rebooted like the next world, right? Because they said they'd done this, what, like 7 or 8 times
right.
with different chosen ones, and Neo sacrificed and died, and then they basically rebooted, and then you had that pretty scene with that pretty sunrise. So this is a new version, right? This is like an update to your Mac computer or to your Windows. I don't know which system is going to actually be the Matrix. So Neo, they had a different name for him. I can't remember what the name was.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just call him Keanu. So yeah. Keanu, he's in a meeting or he's in therapy.
He's in therapy.
So I wonder if he's getting flashbacks.
I'm really happy that he's in therapy because, to be honest,
let's normalize therapy.
We all need therapy, especially Neo.
Yeah, because I wonder if they're going to play it as like, because in the first one, he was a hacker.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to get into basically the dark web and the deep web.
Right.
This one, I wonder if they're going to play it as like he's having flashbacks to a past life.
Right. And it's like, are there mental health issues attached to that?
Yeah.
Is he actually losing his mind? And
which
they show
him, cool.
He's on tremendous amounts of drugs.
Yes.
Like he's like popping blue pills like they're Tic Tacs.
Mm-hmm. I think they're saying that he's a video game developer. So
yeah.
Here he is now. Before he was what, a finance person or something? Like, and then he moonlighted as the hacker. So this one, it looks like maybe he's actually developing something with computers and technology. Right? So now he's part of the system, part of the man. And then he has to get free again, right?
Also, he also knows Kung Fu.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
Right. There was that beautiful moment where he shook hands with Trinity
mm-hmm.
and it was just, they were like, oh, do we know each other?
Yeah. It's like a meet cute. It was like the beginning of a romantic comedy. And then you realize it's the fucking Matrix. So, you know, it's going to go bad really fast.
Oh, it's going to get really dark really quickly, which I'm excited. Why am I so excited about the dark? You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's beautiful.
2020,
like,
2021.
It's, yeah.
Pandemic,
there's a lot happening. You know what? No matter how dark it gets in the Matrix, it's not going to compare to 2020.
Someone told me yesterday, like, their favorite show is Black Mirror. And I'm like, well, we're in the current season. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, this pandemic. We are the episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, so. Turns out we're not in an episode of Black Mirror. We're actually in real the life. Matrix.
No, we're not even in the Matrix show. We're in the real life. So it's going to be interesting. I wonder what the premise is going to be.
Yeah. This is just a teaser. Yeah. It's like it's a trailer, but it's just literally, it's just a tease. We have, I think, more questions than we have answers.
Which should be how it normally goes. But y'all know that the way modern trailers are, they basically give you the storyline in the trailer with all the spoilers. So I kind of respect the fact that we have questions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I don't need to see the movie anymore.
And my biggest question is going to be, how innovative are they going to be with CGI and technology?
Yeah.
I really hope we see a lot of practical effects, because I'm sick and tired of green screening.
It was 2 and 3. That was another downer. How is it that the tech that they basically created,
yes,
in the first movie looks significantly worse in the next two?
Right.
The whole scene where he's fighting a million Agent Smiths, yeah, it's like, oh, this is horrible.
But that was also what they had at the time. But then the other one is, we're going to get fight scenes, but I really hope it's John Wick fight scenes. Yeah. Like, I love Neo with all of the, like, martial arts aspects that he had to it, but, like, we've graduated.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, like, young Neo did martial arts, now he needs a gun and be John Wick.
Someone get this man a gun.
Yeah, and there better be no harm done to puppies, because then you know John Wick's going to show up.
No, hey, even more so, no harm shall come to pigeons, because I don't want to hurt Morpheus's feelings.
Wow, guys, we're going to stick on that pigeon.
Pygius, right? He sounds like an old Greek god.
Guys, I'm really sorry I introduced shipping to Joe. I'm sorry.
My apologies
to the community.
Hey, guys, I am so thankful that Lauren introduced shipping to me, because it's everything. So I'm super jazzed about The Matrix. I'm more jazzed that, like, I'm talking this kind of shit with Lauren, like, right here, looking at me like I'm a crazy person.
It's okay, because we've been doing it through a computer screen.
It's weird. It's a different energy.
Well, of course it is.
It's a different energy. Like, when...
And also, I'm going to sound better, because, let's be real, I'm in person with a great mic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. On top of that, when she makes any quick movement, I flinch, which is awesome. I don't get that in a computer.
Also, he gets to be witness to my amazing hair that's gotten even longer.
It's somehow, I don't know how it's possible. Her hair's longer than her. It's like, when she walks, I'm afraid she's going to step on it.
Guys, I'm getting prepared for my Halloween costume, which is going to be Sindel.
Oh, are you going to dye it? Like, are you going to do white?
No, it's not going to be Sindel. I'm probably going to be Katana, because okay. I'm going back to work at UC Irvine, and so we're on campus. We have to be vaccinated and masked, both of it. So I just ordered this really awesome mask that's dark blue, with it's completely stoned out with AB crystals, so it's like as extra as I possibly can be. So I was like, I'm gonna wear this and then have a Katana costume.
You are in the Valley, and you did mention the Kardashians.
Yeah,
so that kind of makes all kinds of sense. Are you gonna have fans?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna be Katana.
I'm so excited. I am not gonna be Katana.
Good, please don't.
Maybe I'll be like have a costume like Jim from The Office. I'll be like Three Hole Punch Joe.
There you go.
Or perfect. I'll have a name tag that says Bob, and it's like, who? Oh no, I'm Bob. That's
there you go.
My costume.
Halloween. The other one was, I was gonna be a gifted child, and so this one I saw on Instagram where they're like, oh, what are you for Halloween? I'm a gifted child. What does that? What is that? A lot of things I should have been.
Wait, I think it was Anne Hathaway. There's a celebrity, I forget which one it was, that does amazing Halloween costumes, and not
there's
like the ones
few
that you would think.
Like Heidi Klum does really good ones too.
Yeah, she does like really intense ones. This one, I forget who it is. I'll figure it out and post it at some point. She does the ones that are like really clever. So one of her costumes was, she was a one. She was just like the number one, and then she had like a table around her, and they're like, "What are you?" She's like, "I'm a one night stand."
That's hilarious.
Brilliant. It was brilliant. And it's great. Like this like incredibly talented, a beautiful actress in the most ridiculous outfit. And I think that is, I don't know, made me love her even more. If I can remember who she was, I'm pretty sure it's Anne Hathaway. Pretty sure. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure. Lauren, I'm so happy you're here. Like, I am. I can't stress this enough. And everybody, Lauren is here. You can stop asking me questions. She's here.
I'm here, guys.
It's not me throwing my voice and doing that.
And I appreciate, guys, that you guys have basically been sending questions to Joe and not to me. I really
they
do
know
appreciate
it's fruitless.
That. No, but like, I really appreciate that. It's been rough. You guys can now send questions to me.
Yeah,
if you'd like. I'm good now. I'm good. So you can message me
yeah.
if you need anything. Maybe take some of the burden off Joe. I feel bad.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you guys respecting Lauren's, you know, energy.
Recovery.
Yeah, you know, she's, I'm just so fucking thankful always. I'm just.
No.
I'm breathe. Not crying.
And breathe. It's going to be okay, guys. We made it through the episode.
We
started and bookended it with tears. It's okay.
You know, I'm always thankful. And this is a treat. This has literally been the highlight of my 2021 because
I drove an hour and a half for him, guys, in traffic. It's good. I love him and I love you guys. I'm just happy to be back. And hopefully scheduling will work out so I can be here more often in person, because honestly, I do sound better on these mics than over the computer. So that is the goal, guys. Thank you so much. Go do yourself a favor and watch the Matrix trailer and basically thirst over the magic that is Keanu Reeves. You know you're attracted to Keanu Reeves. If you say no, you are wrong.
Yeah. And as you know, my tiny, beautiful ass-kicking co-host has said several times, everyone is entitled to their incorrect opinions.
No, it's wrong opinion.
So I'm so thankful that Lauren is here. It's the highlight of my year. Everybody go out, watch the Matrix trailer, watch the original Matrix. If you have some time, maybe watch the sequels.
Yeah, you kind of, it's required reading. Just watch all three.
Yeah, you kind of have to do it. Just like you kind of have to watch The Hobbit, like once.
Once.
Never again.
Yeah.
But at least once.
Or you rewatch it and you just go for certain scenes, like for Lee Pace's Thranduil. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Or you just screw that. Just go straight into Guardians of the Galaxy when he's Ronan the Accuser and he's naked and blue in a liquid. So you could just pause that scene, smile, and, you know, don't. I'll stop there. I was going to go someplace weird. Not going to do that.
All right, guys. I'm going to cut it before it gets worse. Yes. So,
Lauren, yeah. El Manzano, you beautiful, amazing neuro nerd. I love you so much. I'm so thankful you're here. I truly am. I really am, guys. You know, there ain't nothing new.
I'm adorable.
That's how we do. The crew is back again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I just that was Das Effects back in effect, and I will be posting that online. So, hey, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. You know, we do this for ourselves because we're both selfish people, but we created this together for the community because it's a bigger world out there, you know, and we want to show that there's a happier side to recovery and brain injury, and that's why we're here. You know, we recover through everything at Thing Nerdom, and I'm so blessed and thankful that this tiny, beautiful woman is here with me. And on that loving, caring, the neuro nerds are back together note, these neuro nerds are out.
Wait, we didn't do the follows.
Oh shit.
This is why Lauren's here, guys. So you can follow me at Lauren El Manzano on social media. You can follow Joe at Joe So Rocks. You can follow both of us at the Neuro Nerds. Guys, this is why I'm in charge in person. And with that, these Neuro Nerds are out.
Beautiful, Lauren. I love you so much. That was great.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.